Hare Krishna. Question from Sushant Prabhu. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that I cannot be attained by worship. In 11.53. So what does it mean? Whose worship is he referring to? And how can he not be attained by worship? Answer. In 18.53, when Krishna uses the word, in 11.53, when Krishna uses the word worship, he is using that not in the sense of deity worship as we use it. He is using it in the sense of worship through fire sacrifices. Naham vedaina tapasana danena cha ijjaya shakya evam vidho drishtum dashtavana simamita. So, naham vedaina tapasana danena cha ijjaya. So, yajna, dana, tapa are the three standard processes which are talked about as dharmic processes in the Vedic tradition. Krishna will talk about yajna, dana, tapa repeatedly in the 17th chapter, in the 18th chapter. Yajna, dana, tapa, karma, pavanani, manishinah. So, these are purifying, but these do not, they elevate our consciousness to slightly higher levels, but they don't take us to Krishna. What takes us to Krishna is bhakti alone. So, here, naham vedair, by study of Vedas I cannot be known, and associated with the study of the Vedas are these three processes, yajna, dana, tapa, and Krishna is saying that none of these can lead to attainment. Naham vedair, na tapasa, tapa is there, na dhanena, and na cha ijjaya. So, ijjaya refers to yajna. So, you by merely by doing fire sacrifices, which are often karmakandi activities, they are dharmic, but they are karma, they are activities done for using dharma to gain artha and kama, they do not lead to the attainment of Krishna. So, ijja refers to performance of fire sacrifices and the worship of the fire and the devatas through the means of fire. So, that cannot lead to this attainment of the Supreme Lord. For that, we need bhakti. And that's what he talks about next verse. So that ijja is definitely not a component of bhakti. Because we know bhakti, Krishna says, bhaktya, bhaktya mam vijanati, yavanya, bhaktya tananya shakya, ahameva vidho arjuna. By ananya bhakti, I can be known. And then within this bhakti, there is worship, which is archanam. The deity worship is there, which is archanam. So that is different. So Krishna is not talking about the word worship can lead us to confusion, but the worship refers not to deity worship, or worship of Krishna is the absolute truth. It is talking about the fire sacrifice, the worship that is involved in that fire sacrifice. That cannot lead us to Krishna. But bhakti definitely leads us to Krishna, that he asserts in the next verse. And within bhakti, when we worship Krishna through the process of deity worship, that is actually not what Ajaya is referring to. That is actually a component of bhakti, and that definitely helps us to advance and advance towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.